Mark Necessary lives in Kenai. He was part of the team Tesoro brought in to get the place up and running when it first opened the refinery in 1969. He was living in Texas at the time, and he didn't know where Tesoro was going to send him until his interview. He asked his wife, Anita, if she was okay with moving to Alaska. She said, sure.
And we moved to Alaska in May of 1969.
Necessary says he and the refinery manager were the only employees to come from out of state. They trained a large Kenai workforce to staff the plant, working with Kenai Peninsula College to develop its first petroleum technology courses. The city was a lot different back then.
When we, Anita and I first visited Alaska in March of 1969, it was woods. One of the things about when we bought the property, we bought it from a fellow by the name of Robin Hood.
That wasn't the only difference. The price of gas was also much lower.
40 cents. Yeah. And that was in the lower 48, the gasoline was 30.
And the refinery came together quickly, in under a year. At first, it processed oil into diesel and jet fuel. Tesoro was under contract with the state of Alaska and U.S. Air Force.
Up until the 80s, it was pretty much processing Cook Inlet crude. When the Trans-Alaska Pipeline became operational, was in the late 70s, and we started processing some Alaska North Slope. And as Cook Inlet decreased, we increased the North Slope.
In the mid-70s, the refinery started producing gasoline, too. Necessary says he was never bored at his job. He was promoted to refinery manager and retired in 1997. Now, his son's an employee of the refinery. He says a lot of the people he worked with spent their whole careers there. He's proud of the work he did.
That's one of the things. The refinery never had a fatality in 40-something years, and now 50. And now they never had a picket line.
Today, the facility employs over 200 people and produces 68,000 barrels of oil a day. Marathon has 12 other active refineries around the country. Late last year, it converted a refinery in North Dakota to a renewable diesel facility, says Marathon spokesperson Jamal Carey. The company is currently converting a refinery in California to a renewable fuels facility. Marathon's presence has changed substantially in Kenai, too, in the last several years. The company sold the last of its Cook Inlet natural gas assets to oil and gas company Hilcorp in 2013, saying it was part of its plan to focus more on oil than natural gas. Marathon does still own the liquefied natural gas plant down the street from the refinery, but it's currently mothballed. In 2019, the company applied to switch the plant over from a gas exporting facility to an importing facility, but it's not yet taken action on that plan. In Kenai, I'm Sabine Pooks.